With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans.
So I knew I wanted to do something soccer. And I know that when we were traveling to tournaments and things like that, we had to go a couple hours away to get to a big enough field that would hold tournaments.
That's Lori Smith, who lost her husband and son in last February's mass shooting in Kalamazoo. A ceremony was held last night to mark the one-year anniversary of that tragedy, and plans were also announced for a memorial to the victims of last year's shooting. It would include a tournament-level soccer complex and a garden with monuments for each of the six people killed and the two others who were seriously wounded in the shooting. WMUK's Sevilla Mann covered last night's ceremony and announcement at Wings Event Center, and she joins us. Thank you for being here, Sevilla.
Good morning.
So just first of all, just describe for us what happened last night at Wings Event Center.
The event last night was twofold. First, it was a memorial for the six people who died in the shooting and the two who were severely injured as well. You had a candlelight vigil of sorts. They were electric candles, but a candlelight vigil. You had a long moment of silence, more than 4 minutes. That was symbolic of the amount of time that the first responders spent that evening working through the event. Then you had this announcement about plans for a memorial, and that came with some pretty detailed architectural drawings of what it would look like, a presentation about what would be involved there. There's some details on that that aren't clear yet, but the design, the basic idea of what they want to go for, that seems to have been pretty well fleshed out.
So we heard there from Lori Smith, and obviously she has played a role here in wanting to honor her son, Tyler, who was killed that night and was very involved in soccer. So that's where that comes from. What else did Lori Smith say last night?
Lori Smith has become the person spearheading this project, the one who's right out in front of it, the architects say, working with other people who were affected as well. She said that soccer was something, as you heard, that she wanted to focus on, particularly because of her son Tyler's particular love of soccer. She also wanted to make sure that the memorial included everybody else who was affected. Before she got into the details, she explained that this has been difficult for her.
Our hearts will learn to be again. That song, I think I had it on repeat for the first 3 months or 4 months after last February. And I said, my heart will never beat again. I mean, it's beating, but I don't feel it. And I honestly get excited about this project.
That was Lori Smith at last night's memorial for the shooting that happened a year ago. What she said was that she's excited about this project because it gives her something to focus on now, something positive to do, and that she wants to focus not so much on her own life now, but on helping other people and making this memorial happen. And so part of that would be this, not just any soccer field, but a pretty high level one, the likes of which we don't have in Southwest Michigan at this point.
So who was actually working then on designing this memorial, not only the soccer complex, but also a garden and a walkway, which will honor all of the victims who were involved that night?
We heard last night from architect David Vanderklok, who's been working to draw up the plans. And he presented these drawings, explained in detail what each different part would be. And he also talked a little bit about who has been part of this and who hasn't.
Some want to engage about this and help a lot. Some are really struggling. And I try and think, when I first met Lori, and as tonight she said, you know, one night I lost half my family.
What you hear there from David Vanderklok, this architect who's working on the plans for this memorial, is that some family members are very much part of this. We heard from Lori Smith, for example. Others, it's maybe not something that they're feeling up to right now. What he described, besides the soccer complex, was a long memorial walkway, and this would include monuments to each of the people who was shot that night. These monuments would look similar in some ways, but each one is also different in that there's a lot of symbolism around each one of them. So, for example, Barbara Hawthorne, who is one of the women who was shot and killed at the Cracker Barrel, her monument, and this was represented as a kind of big stone, would be projecting more into the walkway than some of the others. And that's because she, Barbara Hawthorne, made an effort to shield another victim, Abigail Kopf, who survived but was badly hurt, to shield her from the gunfire. And so that's why that monument comes out a little more. And then in the case of Tiana Carruthers, the other survivor of the shooting, her monument would have an actual playground behind it because she was trying to protect children that she was with when the gunman approached. So this playground would be in the shadow of her monument.
Do we know yet where this memorial will be?
We don't know yet where it will be. We did hear a little bit from the architect, David Vanderklok, about their plans for that.
It will be on a major thoroughfare. That's about all I can tell you because we do want it to have high exposure. We do want that thin blue line, thin red line, thin white line concept to stick out and intersect, confront people as they pass through this so they could be attracted into the shiny objects.
And just to explain what David Vanderklok is saying there about the thin white line and the thin red line, the thin blue line, there's also a plan for an array of lights. They would be arranged in a circle. I think the radius was something like 442 feet across, so pretty big array of lights, red and blue and white, and those would be to remember the first responders that evening. So, yes, they haven't said yet where the memorial will be. They also haven't said exactly how much funding they would need to realize it, although they indicated that it would be substantial. And then, of course, there's the question of when it would be completed. But what you heard from David Vanderklok, the architect, and also Lori Smith was that they're pretty determined to make it happen, even if it takes a while and even if they have to build it in phases rather than all at once.
Thank you, Sevilla.
Thanks, Gordon.
WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann covered last night's events to mark the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting in February of 2016 in Kalamazoo. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.